to the old fix me at my Father's throne. Make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief. And oft escaped the tempter's snare, by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, the joy I feel, the bliss I share, of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With such I hasten to the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station there, and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear. To him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waking soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care, and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer.
245.
To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest hour will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. A rose is blooming there for me, where the
To the gold burns, we
See you.
Thank you. chapter 13, verse 8.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I mentioned from time to time, I grew up on a farm in central Illinois. Now, central Illinois is flat as a top of that paper right there. And all the roads are laid out in mile squares. Our closest neighbor was about a half mile down the road. And so if you wanted to play, you know, the neighbor's kids, well, you had to travel down there, they had to come up to your place. The trouble is our neighbor who lived a half mile down the road all had 10 girls. Now, they were pretty girls, but they were not ball players. And so you had to go to town and find a ball game to play. So me and my brothers were, to entertain ourselves, we watched a lot of TV. We watched a lot of game shows. Watched Split Second. Remember that one, Split Second? How about Jeopardy? That's still on. Watch that. Watch the Match Game. There were others, you know. And really all I got out of that was a mind full of useless information. But I still remember watching a lot of those shows. And one of the shows we watched for entertainment's sake was the Newlywed Game. Yeah, we were scraping bottom then. But you remember that show? I don't know if it's still on or not. You know, they brought in four couples. They divide the women and the husbands and wives. They would have the wives out there. They'd ask the wives questions, and then they'd try to match what the husband would say later on. I remember on one occasion, I had the wives sitting there. Here was the question. In your neighborhood, from what direction does the sun rise? Serena, what would you say to that? Three out of the four ladies got wrong. They said anything but east. They brought one the husband down. He got one wrong. He got it wrong too. He said the dog was from the north. The sun always rises in the east. Always. No matter where you live, it always rises in the east. It's constant. What we find here in Hebrews chapter 13, we find something constant, don't we? Jesus Christ, the same as the day, as he was yesterday, as he will be forever. He doesn't change. And so the Jesus Christ we read about in the New Testament is the same Jesus Christ that now intercedes for us on our behalf. The same Jesus Christ that shed his blood is the same blood that is now available to us today. The blood that cleanses us from all sin. So if you have not partaken of that blood, if you have not been washed in the blood of the Lamb, that Jesus Christ blood is still there. And we have this opportunity right now to come forward, make a good confession, repent of your sins.